And yeah, another question from Teo as well, because he just wants to know a little bit more about what we mean when atoms are radioactive. What kind of radiation are we actually talking about? Gamma rays, X-rays?
The cesium-137, which is probably the one that people are most worried about because it has this sort of half-life of about 30 years, that would be a beta emitter. Most of the elements that we're worried about, in fact, are beta emitters, so that's the problem. The thing that you need to worry about is really the half-life. So the iodine, which has been released, has an 8-day half-life. So that will mean after about 40 days, say, it will be at 3% of its initial value, and within 10 half-lives, it's down to a thousandth of its initial value. So that's something that dissipates very quickly, whereas the cesium will stay around for a lot longer, but there are, as I say, there'll probably be less cesium than there is iodine.
I guess some of the reason why they're so worried about the iodine is because it has such a short half-life. It's also very, very radioactive because every atom in it, half of the atoms there are going to react in a few days. So a very small amount of iodine has an awful lot more radioactivity. Also, doesn't it concentrate in your thyroid gland?
Yeah. So one of the things that, one of the big issues at Chernobyl was the fact that the authorities, the Soviet authorities weren't very quick in getting iodine tablets to the population. So if you can saturate your thyroid with iodine, you can protect yourself pretty well against absorbing the radioactive iodine. And that's been proven on a number of occasions that these are potassium iodide tablets. You just take them and they work.